Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 128. We're going to read it twice. The first time we read will be from the New King James Version and the second time we read will be from the Good News Translation. So join with me as we read together. First, from the New King James Version. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you eat the labour of your hands, you shall be happy and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. And now we read again from the Good News Translation. Happy are those who obey the Lord, who live by his commands. Your work will provide for your needs. You will be happy and prosperous. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine in your home, and your children will be like young olive trees around your table. A man who obeys the Lord will surely be blessed like this. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see Jerusalem prosper all the days of your life. May you live to see your grandchildren. Peace be with Israel. So this is Psalm 128, and it is another song of ascent, something that they would sing as they were ascending to go and meet with God, to worship the Lord in the temple. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. This starts off with a promise and an invitation. If you fear the Lord, whoever you are, wherever you are from, if you know the Lord, if you listen to him, you are going to be blessed. In fact, not only are you going to be, but you are already blessed. When you know who God is, you are blessed. And we don't always feel blessed. And sometimes walking in God's ways is hard. Other people around us aren't doing it. But we keep going. And the rest of this psalm, it reminds me a bit of the book of Proverbs and the book of Ecclesiastes, which are referred to as wisdom literature because they've got wise sayings in. And through the wisdom literature, we get this idea that when we follow God, things go well for us. And especially in the book of Ecclesiastes, we get this idea that there's nothing better than to eat and drink and to receive the blessings that God has given us as a result of the work that we've done. And likewise, this says, when you eat the labour of your hands, you'll be happy and it will be well with you. And what is the labour of your hands? Well, it's talking about having a good job, not having dishonest gain, because the previous verse was about following God's ways. When we earn money doing what is right, when we don't cut corners, we can have peace, we can be happy, and it's good to enjoy our paycheck. It's good to enjoy those things which God has given to us. It's good to rest and it's good to have fun. And where do we do that? Well, one place this psalm reminds us is at home. It's interesting that this would have been sung on the way up to worship, but it's about the time when we come home, about having a peaceful place. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine, your children like young olive trees. We pray that our houses would know peace, that our houses would be fruitful, What do we mean by fruitful? Well, what is the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience, and so on. And so the psalmist finishes by saying, may the Lord bless you from Zion. So from the place we are going up to the holy hill where God is, he blesses you from there to your homes all the days of your life. And we get this this blessing, this request, may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. And what do they mean by this? Well, they explain, may you live long to see your grandchildren. May the place you live in know God's peace. Some of us are blessed to live in a place of peace, free from war. Some of us are blessed to be able to see our children and our grandchildren. And we pray that the world would be able to live like this. That we would be able to know God's blessings of peace, and that these times of war would come to an end, that we would see blessings from heaven to earth. And so it ends with this exclamation, peace be upon Israel. The psalmist wants to see God's peace forever. And don't we still want that same thing today? So follow the Lord, enjoy the things that you're able to earn under his love, under his provision, under his blessing, and pray that we would see peace in this world, that people would live long to see their children's children. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. This has been Psalm 128. God bless you. And goodbye.